I am the one and only king. I have the power over everything. Everyone jumps to obey my word. I'm the one and only king. I sit upon a mighty throne. I occupy it all alone. No one takes my power away. I'm the one and only king. The prophets tell about a great Messiah, who, so they say, will be king of the Jews. Rumors have it he'll be born in Bethlehem, but if it's true, he'll surely pay his dues. 'Cause I am the one and only king. I have the power over everything. Everyone jumps to obey my word. I'm the one and only king. I've really fooled those three wise men. Told them to come back here again. Told them I would worship him just like a lowly citizen. But I've made a solemn vow. There's no way I'll take a bow to anyone, king or not. I'll take care of him somehow. Now I don't care about that book of prophets. It was written many years ago. And who's to say that he is really God's own son? My kingdom he will never overthrow. I am the one and only king. I have the power over everything. Everyone jumps to obey my word. I'm the one and only king. Yeah, Herod's the name. And being king is my game. King of the Jews. Though some people say I don't deserve it because I'm only half Jewish on my mother's side. Oh, what you have to do to try and please people these days. I mean, I rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem for them. You'd think that would make them happy. I gave them my magnificent palace to gaze upon. And I beautified the entire city with statues of myself. Oh, why aren't they happy? I don't understand. Listen, I became king the old-fashioned way. I bribed Caesar 43 years ago for it. And I've been loyal to Rome ever since. I've helped them fight their wars. I've turned in traitors. I've kept the peace. And no one takes my throne away. Oh, they've tried. When I first rose to power, I had the entire Jewish Sanhedrin put to death. That's their Supreme Court. And I got to tell you, they're lucky I didn't put to death all 8,000 of those temple priests. Yeah, that Sanhedrin today, they agree with me, or else. Oh, of course, I once had 300 of my own counselors put to death too, as well as two of my sons and their mother. That's right. The mother wanted one of our sons to take my place. Can you believe it? Well, I showed her. I put her mother to death. No mother-in-law of mine's going to call me crazy. At least, not more than once. I tell you, the downside to being king, there's always someone out there wants to take your throne away. Have you heard the latest? Yeah, just a few days ago, a bunch of dusty wise men, they call themselves magi, rode into town on their camels. They're astrologers who, if you ask me, they've got too much time, too much money on their hands, as they said they were searching for a star that they said was going to lead them to a baby. You know, if they weren't so obviously rich, what with their purple finery and the gold that they wore, honestly, I'd think their turbans were just wrapped a little tight. Especially when they said they thought this baby was going to be the king of the Jews. I said, impossible. I'm the king of the Jews. But you know, they wouldn't be persuaded. Finally, one of my advisors, he whispered in my ear, and he said that he remembered some talk, ancient talk, about a prophecy from a prophet named Micah who talked about such a child, a Messiah.
And so I had him go look. They searched the records. Was there anything to this fairy tale? They found that over 400 years before, this Micah had said, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Bethlehem? There's hardly anything to the place. It's a cow town. Yet a threat's a threat, right? You got to take it seriously. But I'm a king. It's not like I could just go to Bethlehem. And if I sent my soldiers, why, that'd just scare the baby's family out into the desert, and no telling how long they'd be on the run. So things like this, they take a little cunning. And so I had my best people, my scribes, the chief priests, find out all they could about this baby for me to pass that information on to these magi to gain their trust. And it seems, I think it was a prophet named Isaiah, who they said 700 years before had said this child would come to lead the people as a wonderful counselor, as a mighty God, as an everlasting father, as a prince of peace. Can you believe it? I admit, if anybody could lead a people and be like that, I think even I'd be tempted to worship and bow down to him, wouldn't you? A counselor who understands your every failings. Someone who can give you supernatural, godly advice so that you live a full and meaningful life. And who wouldn't want a king? Who wouldn't want a leader who, as a mighty God, could have the power to keep his promises? Who would have the power to rescue you when you're in danger? Would have the power to help you overcome every obstacle in life? And to know your king is an everlasting father? That he would love you like his own son? And to have a king who'd be a prince of peace? Who could remove all your fears, all your worries, and replace them with a sense that no matter what you're going through, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Why, you'd be a fool not to put your faith in a king like that, right? But no one's that good, not even me. Why, I think you'd have to be what, God yourself to be that good. But anyway, I shared all this with the Magi. I gained their trust. And then I got them alone. I didn't want anybody else to hear. And I said, "Tell you what, go search for this child. And if you should find him, come on back. Tell me so I can go worship him too." Right, like I'm going to bow down to a baby. But you know those ingrates, those traitors. I mean, I fed them, I watered their camels, and they didn't come back. Can you believe it? They didn't come back. It's almost as if they didn't trust me. I mean, how did they know not to come back? Did any of you tell them? Off with your heads. Well, somehow they discovered, and they didn't come back. But the important thing is, I've dealt with the threat. That's right. I sent some of my crack troops out and told them, "Go kill that child they're calling the Messiah." I had the commander come back and he said, "But sire, how will we know which one it is?" How would I know? Kill them all! Find them all, kill them all. And they did. That Messiah child, he's dead. No one is ever going to worship that Messiah again unless he could rise up from the grave. But you know, folks, that's exactly what the Bible says Jesus did. He came up out of the grave to prove that everything the prophets had said about him was true. He came as a babe in a manger, to prove to you that even though he's smarter, even though he has all wisdom, even though he's stronger, that he didn't come to take advantage of you, that he came to tell you that God loves you and wants to have a personal relationship with you. For in the person of Jesus, God himself stepped into the world as that babe in the manger. In order to go to the cross, to take the penalty you and I deserve for our sins upon himself, so that we can gain God's forgiveness and know him as a wonderful counselor, as a mighty God, as an everlasting Father, as a Prince of Peace. That's something Herod missed. He lived with so much fear and worry about losing what he had. He died with nothing. Don't you be like Herod. God invites you to bring all your fears, to bring all your worries, to bring all your cares to him, because Scripture says he loves you. When you come, in return, he'll give you something eternal, his son, the gift of himself. Have you welcomed Jesus into your heart? Let's pray. Heavenly Father,